This is the Aviat Merli of the 2nd of November 2025. Original date 31st of October 2007. Stay in the spiritual intoxication of your elevated self-respect and make the impossible possible, and so become a carefree emperor. Today, Bap Dada is seeing all his special children from everywhere who have elevated self-respect. The self-respect of every child is so special that no other soul in the world has that. All of you are ancestors and worthy of worship by the souls of the world. You are the images of support in the roots of the tree of the whole world. You are the first creation, the ancestors of the whole world. Bap Dada is pleased to see the speciality of every child. Whether you are little children, old mothers or householders, each one of you has your individual speciality. Nowadays, no matter how great scientists are, and according to the world they may be very special, they have conquered matter, they have reached the moon, but they have not been able to recognize such a tiny soul, the form of light. However, here, even a small child knows I am a soul, and he knows about a point of light. He says with intoxication, I am a soul. However great the Mahatmas may be, there are the Brahmin mothers here who say with spiritual intoxication, we have attained God. You have attained him, have you not? Yet what do the Mahatmas say? To attain God is very difficult. You householders issue a challenge. All of us live together in a household and lead a pure life because we have the Father between us. This is why, even though the two of us are living together, we can easily remain pure because purity is our original religion. To adopt another religion is difficult. But to adopt one's original religion is easy. Whereas what do people say? Fire and cotton wool cannot stay together. It is very difficult. However, what do all of you say? It is very easy. All of you had a song in the beginning. No matter how much of a businessman or a lord, etc., someone may be, he does not know the one Alpha. They don't know that tiny point of light, that soul. However, all of you children have recognized him and also attained him. You speak with so much faith and spiritual intoxication. The impossible is possible. Bap Dada sees each child as a victorious jewel and is pleased. Because when you children have courage, the Father helps. This is why things that are impossible for the world have become easy and possible for you. You have the spiritual intoxication that you are the direct children of God. Because of this intoxication and faith, because of being God's children, you are safe from Maya. To become a child, Bachacha, means to be easily saved, Bachna. All of you are my children and are safe from all obstacles and problems. So you know all this elevated self-respect of yours, do you not? Why is it easy? Because with the power of silence, you use the power of transformation. You transform negative into positive. No matter how many types of problems Maya comes, with the power of transformation and the power of silence, you can change any problem into the form of a solution. You change a reason into a solution. You have this much power, do you not? You also give courses, do you not? You teach them the way to transform the negative into positive. You have received this power of transformation as an inheritance from the Father. It is not just one power, but you have received all the powers as your godly inheritance. And this is why Bapdada speaks to you every day. You listen to the Murli every day, do you not? So Bapdada tells you every day, remember the Father and remember the inheritance. Why do you remember the Father so easily? When each of you remember the attainment of the inheritance, you easily remember the Father because of that attainment. Each of you children has this spiritual intoxication. In your hearts, you sing the song, I have attained that which I wanted to attain. This song is naturally playing in all your hearts, is it not? You have this spiritual intoxication, do you not? The extent to which you maintain this spiritual intoxication, Fakur, the sign of that is that you will remain free from worry, Bifikar. If there is any worry in your thoughts, words, relationships or connections, there cannot be spiritual intoxication. Bapdada has made you into carefree emperors. Speak, are you carefree emperors? Are you like this? Those who are carefree emperors, raise your hands. Or do you sometimes have some worry? Do you sometimes worry? It is good. Since the Father is carefree, what could the children worry about? Bapdada has already said, hand over all your worries or any type of burden to Bapdada. The Father is the ocean, is he not? So all the burdens will be accommodated in that. Sometimes Bapdada hears one song of the children and is amused. Do you know which song that is? What can I do? How can I do this? Sometimes you do sing this. Bapdada keeps hearing it. However, Bapdada says to all the children, oh, my sweet children, my beloved children, set yourself on your seat of the stage of a detached observer and watch the games while sat on the seat. You will really enjoy yourselves very much. Or stabilize yourself in the Trikaldashi, the knower of the three aspects of time stage. It is because you leave your seat that you get upset. If you remain set, you won't get upset. What three things trouble you children? 1. A mischievous mind. 2. A wandering intellect. 3. Old sanskars. On hearing one thing of the children, Bapdada is amused. Do you know what that is? Children say, Baba, what can I do? These are my old sanskars. Bapdada smiles. Since you yourself say, these are my sanskars, It means that you have made them mine. And when they are mine, there is a right over them. Since you have made old sanskars belong to you, then those that are yours will take some space, will they not? Can Brahmin souls ever say, my sanskars? You have said they are mine, and so that mine makes their own space. You Brahmins cannot say they are mine. They are sanskars of your past lives. They are the sanskars of a Shudra life, not of a Brahmin life. So because you have said mine, mine, they have settled in with that right of belonging to you. You know the elevated sanskars of Brahmin life, do you not? However, those sanskars, which you call old sanskars, are not really old. The oldest of all sanskars of you elevated souls are your original and eternal sanskars. The other sanskars are the sanskars of the middle period, of the Copper Age. So now finish the sanskars of the middle period. With the Father's help, it is not difficult. However, what happens instead? According to the time, the Father is combined with you, and you do know him to be combined. Combined means that he becomes cooperative at a time of need. However, because you do not take that help at the time of need, the sanskars of the middle period become prominent. Bhaktadatta knows that all the children are worthy of the Father's love, that they have a right to it. Baba knows that it is because of this love that all of you have arrived here, whether you have come from abroad or from this land. All of you have, however, reached your home because of the attraction of God's love. Bhaktadatta still knows that, in the subject of love, the majority of you have passed. Those from abroad have arrived here in the plane of love. Tell me, all of you arrived here because of being tied by the bond of love, did you not? This love of God is such that it gives comfort to the heart. Acha. Those who have come here for the first time, raise your hands. Wave your hands. Welcome. Now, Bhaktadatta gave you some homework. Do you remember the homework? Do you remember it? Bhaktadatta has received the result from many places. But what are you going to do now? Not everyone's result has come. Some have sent a certain percentage of their result. What does Bhaktadatta want? Bhaktadatta wants... dot, dot, dot. All of you are worthy of worship souls. So the special qualification of the worthy of worship souls is definitely to give blessings. So do all of you know that you are worthy of worship souls? So give these blessings. It is also understood that to give blessings also means to receive blessings. The ones you give blessings to repeatedly and automatically let blessings emerge from their hearts for those who give blessings. O worthy of worship souls, it is your natural sanskar to give blessings. It is your eternal sanskar to give blessings. when your non-living images are giving blessings, then for you worthy of worship souls in your living forms, let it be a natural sanskar to give blessings. For this you can say my sanskar. The sanskars of the middle period of the Copper Age have become natural. They have become your nature. In fact, the sanskar of giving blessings is your natural nature. When you give blessings to someone, that soul becomes very happy. That atmosphere of happiness gives so much happiness. So, whoever of you have done your homework, whether you have come here or not, you are in front of Bapdada. Bapdada is congratulating those children. You have done your homework and are making it your natural nature to continue to do it and inspire others to do the same. Those of you who have done your homework a little or not done it at all of you must always have the awareness, I am a worthy of worship soul. I am a special soul who is following the Father Srimat. Repeatedly put this awareness into your consciousness and your form, because when each one of you is asked what you are going to become, all of you say, I will become Lakshmi and Narayan. None of you raise your hand for becoming Rama and Sita. Since you have the aim of becoming 16 celestial degrees full, then 16 celestial degrees means supremely worthy of worship. The duty of a worthy of worship soul is to give blessings. While walking and moving around, make this your constant and easy sanskar. You are worthy of worship. You are 16 celestial degrees full. This is your aim, is it not? Bapdada is pleased that all of you who have done your homework have a tilak of victory applied by the Father on your foreheads. Together with that, Bapdada has also received service news from everywhere, from the different wings, from the centres. They have arrived here with very good results. So firstly, congratulations for doing your homework. And along with that, congratulations for the service you have done. Multi-million-fold congratulations. The Father saw that you did the service of giving Baba's message to all the villages in a very good way, in the majority of areas. So, by your being merciful and having zeal and enthusiasm for doing service, the result of that service is very good. To all those who worked hard, it wasn't hard work, but to have love for the Father means to have love for giving the message. So those who have done service out of love for the Father, all of you serviceable souls automatically receive and will receive multi-million return of love. As well as that, all of you, while remembering your beloved Daddy G with a lot of love, are giving the return of your love for Daddy. A very good fragrance of this love has reached Bapdada. Even now, all the work that is taking place in Madhuban, whether of the foreigners or of those from Bharat, all of that work is being carried out successfully on the basis of cooperation and regard for one another. And the work that is going to take place in the future is also already guaranteed to be successful, because success is the garland around your neck. You are also the garland around Baba's neck. The Father has reminded you that you must never be defeated, ha-na, to be defeated, because you are the garland, ha, around Baba's neck. Those who are the garland around the neck can never be defeated. Do you want to become the garland, or do you want to be defeated? You don't want to be defeated, do you? It is good to be a garland, is it not? So never be defeated. Those who are defeated are the many millions of souls. But you have become the garland and are garlanded around Baba's neck. It is like this, is it not? So now have this determined thought. Out of love for the Father, no matter how many storms Maya brings in front of you, Master Almighty Authority Souls, even the storms, Tufan, become a gift, Tofa. Constantly remember such a blessing. No matter how big the mountain may be, it will turn into cotton wool. Now, according to the closeness of the time, experience blessings at every moment. Become an authority of experience. Whenever you want, continue to perform the exercise of becoming bodiless, of becoming the angelic form. One moment a Brahmin, one moment an angel, one moment bodiless. While walking and moving around, even while doing your work, take 1 to 2 minutes to practice this. Check. Whatever thought I had, did I experience being that form? Acha. To all you children everywhere who are constantly in your elevated self-respect, to those who always experience yourselves to be supremely worthy of worship and ancestors, to those who always make themselves embodiments of experience in every subject, to those who are always seated on the Father's heart throne and on the throne of the forehead, to those who are always stable in the experience of their elevated stage, to all you children everywhere, love, remembrance and namaste. Bap Dada has received many letters, emails and news from everywhere. All the serviceable souls have received the fruit and the power of service and will continue to receive it. Baba receives so many letters of love and their transformation. To those who have the power of transformation, Bap Dada is giving them the blessing, may you be immortal. To the serviceable souls who have followed Srimat very well, to such children who have followed the Father, Bap Dada gives them the blessing, wah, my obedient children, wah. To those who have love for Baba, who have merged the Father in their hearts with a lot of love, Bap Dada is giving them the blessing, may you be extremely lovely and detached from any obstacles of Maya. Acha. What enthusiasm do all of you have in your heart? you have just the one enthusiasm. I have to become equal to the Father. Do you have this enthusiasm? Pandavs, raise your hands. I definitely have to become that. Not that I will become that. Do not say, I will do it, I will see to it, I will become that, dot, dot, dot. Do not say, I will, but say, I have to become that. Make it firm. Is it firm? Acha. Each one of you has to continue to give your OK card in the form of your chart to your teacher. Do not write a lot. Simply take one card and on that write OK. Or put a line through OK. That's all. You can do this much, can you not? Do not write long letters. Acha. Blessing. May you become a constantly powerful soul who becomes powerful by eating the practical and instant fruit of the confluence age. The souls who become instruments for doing unlimited service at the confluence age receive power as the instant fruit of their becoming instruments. This practical and instant fruit is the fruit of this elevated age. Powerful souls who eat such fruit easily attain victory over any adverse situations that appear. Because of being with the Almighty Father, they are easily liberated from all wastefulness. They even attain victory over a situation as poisonous as a snake. This is why, as a memorial, Sri Krishna has been shown dancing on a snake. Slogan: let the past be the past by constantly staying close to the Father and passing with honours. Pass in Hindi is to be close. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodily stage. Ashariri videhi. Just as Bapdada is bodiless and enters a body, in the same way, you children have to be bodiless and then come into your bodies. Remain stable in the Aviat stage and then go into your corporeal forms. Everyone has the experience of leaving a body and then taking another body. In the same way, renounce the consciousness of that body when you want and become bodiless, and take the support of that body to perform actions when you want. Experience that physical costume to be completely separate from I, the soul, who adopts this body. Om Shanti.